This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, how to determine whether cybersecurity is a top priority, whether it be a small business or a big-tier organization. A checklist on how to be the most proactive, but first, these tech headlines. Dell is considering a range of strategic alternatives that could transform the maker of PCs and data storage devices. The closely held tech giant is expected to explore options, including an initial public offering and a purchase of the rest of VM Software, Inc., a publicly traded cloud infrastructure company. VMware has a market value north of $50 billion. Talks between the companies are at an early stage, according to the Journal. The operator of one of Japan's leading trading platforms for cryptocurrency said it lost $530 million in customer assets, the largest known crypto theft, and a development that could chill the craze for Bitcoin-related assets. Coincheck Inc., a Tokyo-based cryptocurrency exchange, said last Friday that 520 million units of a virtual currency called NEM, N-E-M, disappeared due to unauthorized access by someone outside the system. It said the missing cryptocurrency all belonged to the exchange's customers. And where might Amazon build a second headquarters? It's narrowed the list of metro areas. Now the real hunt begins. Amazon plans on visiting the cities to examine the area's attributes and negotiate incentives in a site selection process expected to take months. Coming up, how to get serious about cybersecurity. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So as cyber attacks continue to wreak havoc, digital threats will continue to cause organizations and stakeholders much anxiety. How can these companies and organizations be proactive to try to limit the effects of the next cyber attack? Let's get more from French Caldwell. He is a chief evangelist at MetricStream, and he's also worked with the White House to develop the Digital Pearl Harbor War Game, the first ever strategic assessment of cyber war strategies. He's here to talk about a very similar situation as it pertains to big companies. Joining us now on the line is French Caldwell. Welcome.
Oh, good morning.
So it seems like all kinds of companies and organizations, including the biggest ones out there, are under attack more than ever. I'm assuming the anxiety level and the amount of vulnerability companies are feeling has gotten to about a 10 these days.
Oh, certainly. The level of concern is almost as great as that as any other type of natural disaster, even. So you have to think about cyber attacks these days as a major business disruption, not just being concerned about the loss of data or a privacy incident. It can also be a significant business disruption.
Right. There's stakeholders. There's millions of dollars. Why has it gotten so easy? Where is the ball being dropped in terms of strategy for these companies?
I think it's not that cyber attacks have gotten easier. It's just that your digital footprint has gotten larger.
Okay.
So there's a lot more vectors for attack.
So key here is an attack plan. With that is strategy. Now, let's go through these questions, how to assess and manage these cybersecurity threats. The first question, are cyber attacks included as a top threat to business continuity in your organization? Is that often brushed to the side to a certain extent?
Well, I think it is. And part of it is because with cyber attacks, some of them certainly can have an immediate effect, you know, where you have a loss of perhaps a major system that your business operates. Operations or your customer operations are dependent upon. But most of the attacks that you see, you may not even notice that there's been a problem. The Poneman Institute, every year gives its estimate of how the average length of time the attacker has been inside your organization before the attack is detected. It is a challenge. Another way of looking at this is you need to execute your crisis communications planning. And this is something that most organizations don't do. Look at Swedish government attack last year. It was announced last year and it had happened 2 years before. People knew about it with inside the organization. They just didn't treat it as a major issue. And then it blew up on the Swedish government, almost toppled the government. The AWS outage that took down, providers mostly on the East Coast of the U.S. not too long ago is a great example.
Right.
That's definitely the time to execute your business continuity and crisis response plans.
So you've executed the plan. Next, evaluating the effectiveness in the context of the cyber attack. We started to get into it, but how is that done?
One of the ways that people do this is through exercises. So First of all, you have to do business impact assessments to determine what are those critical assets that are going to have a significant impact on business continuity. And by this, I think you need a little bit of a more flexible definition of business continuity. This is not just those incidents that are going to bring down the company, but these are also those incidents that can have a major regulatory penalty impact or a major PR impact. So with that, you need to take a look at business impact from a broader perspective, you know, and so how is this actually going to generate risk to my company? And what we're starting to see here is that chief risk officers are beginning to take an interest in business continuity and into overall cybersecurity and bring those two under a common organization. If you do that, you tend to get the full context. Business continuity, IT risk, enterprise risk, and what the business impact is on the organization.
It's really interesting about the exercises. Finally, what comes into play is making sure all of this collaboration happens. Now, key here is that everyone is on board with all of these plans and collaboration activities, correct?
You do need to bring in the business leadership on this. They're the ones that really need to be making the decisions in the event of an incident of a major attack, or, you know, if they're, and they need to understand what the full context is almost in the reverse direction. So they need to be able to understand how these IT risks actually impact the business and be prepared to make decisions. So the only way you do that is to involve them early on in the assessment of the impact, of the potential impact, and involve them in regular exercises, crisis response exercises. So that's, you know, if you don't do that, then everybody's going to be scrambling and not know what to do. And that's where I think you see companies taking weeks and even months sometimes to announce that they've had an attack. And that actually reduces the confidence that the public and you know, your regulatory supervisors have in your business continuity and risk management programs.
Very good. It is all very well laid out at Metric Stream. French Caldwell, thank you so much for breaking it down for us.
You're welcome.
This has been the Tech News Briefing. If you like this podcast, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.